third down and 8 from the 27-yard line. Brenner takes the snap from Hairston, drops back, fires a pass out of the flat, caught by Jamie Hintz. First down across the 40 and out of bounds near the 45-yard line. That's going to go for 18 yards to the senior Jamie Hintz, his first catch of the afternoon, and the Eagles move the sticks.
Nice pitch and catch there. It's nice to have Jamie Hintz back. Jamie is coming back off of a leg injury himself, and he looks fresh out there. He's a good football player. We really need his contribution.
Brenner has 2 completed passes so far. I in the backfield behind him now under center. There's Ogie getting the handoff, running right, sweeps it to the right, gets across the 40, down to the 35, and pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, a pickup of 19.
Boy, nice run there. Found some space out there on that right side. Turned up the field and then saw the pressure coming from the inside and outran the pressure all the way to the boundary. Picked up another 7 yards down the sideline over there on the right side.
7-0 Eagles, just underway second quarter. Brenner drops into the shotgun formation now, takes the snap, short drop, fires a pass. It's caught by Andrew Vaughn in the middle of the field, wide open. 35, 40, to the 45. Angles near midfield, tripped up, and he's out of bounds, just short of the 50-yard line. Got tackled at the last second by Travis Tidwell of the Huskies. And boy, Austin found Andrew Vaughn near the AU logo at midfield, Don.
Oh, that'll fire up the offensive unit. Andrew Vaughn, as I said in the pregame, I would have given you a 10% chance of his even playing in this football game. And he looked like Andrew Vaughn on that play.
Brenner takes the snap, hands it to Ogie. Great hole up the middle to the 35, to the 30, and tackled near the 28-yard line. Luke Ogie with that patented burst of speed, and boy, did they open up a big hole for him, Don.
Boy, those guys did. You know, our right tackle that time, Gavin Posey in the right guard, Trey Madison in the center, Samson Hairston really had a huge hole in there that time.
They mark him down at the 29-yard line. That's a 17-yard pickup. Eagles spread out the formation now. 4 receivers set. Ogie is the lone man in the backfield. Green in motion left to right. Brenner on the run after the snap. Fires a pass to Cameron Green. Makes the catch. Steps out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. It's a first down for the Eagles.
He had Green wide open on the play. Nice play design. The 2 wide receivers run the defensive backs off. And Green comes out in about 5 to 7 yards out in the flat. I thought he threw it too low right at first, but Green did a nice job going down and picking the ball up before it hit the turf and picked up the big first down.
The Eagles have a first down and 10 at the Michigan Tech 13. Hole is in at a tight end on the left. Mikulski in at fullback. Ogie gets the handoff, breaks right to the 10, trying to turn the corner at the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Nice cut. Very nice cut by Ogie. Line did a nice job keeping hat on people and drove him to the left side, drove him out of the play, and Ogie then cut back behind him for the touchdown.
It is a 13-yard touchdown run for Luke Ogie. Ogie with his 6th touchdown of the year, and the Eagles extend the lead to 13-0 with 7:43 to go here in quarter number 2. 3rd down and 8. 3rd down conversions, Michigan Tech 1-for-6 today. Here's the snap back to Ark. Long time in the pocket, good protection. Now he's directing traffic, fires it middle of the field, picked off by the Eagles. Intercepted by the Eagles. Isaiah Stiverson with the interception. He comes up with it for AU, and the Eagles get the ball back on the turnover.
Boy, that was a great play by Stiverson. The quarterback had broken containment, had the field to look at, and thought he had an open receiver down there. And Stiverson closed on the ball very, very quickly and made the big interception. So the Eagles offense is on the field with the ball at their 35-yard line.
So Stiverson picks up the INT, his 2nd of the year, and the Eagles come back out 1st and 10, moving left to right. This will be a 24-yard attempt for Satchel Denton. Denton 5 of 6 on the year. The snap, the hold is good, and the kick is up, and it is good as well. Satchel Denton puts 3 more on the board for AU, and they extend the lead to 17-0 with 8:53 to go here in the 3rd quarter. 2nd down and 6, 2:45 to go here in the 3rd quarter. Eagles up 17-0. Brenner extends the hands in the shotgun. He will wait on the snap. Here it comes. He'll fire it out to Cameron Green. Makes the catch. right in the breadbasket at the 25, and now down to the 20-yard line as he gets outside the numbers, gets taken down by Marvin Wright. But a first down for the Eagles on the hookup between Brenner and Cameron Green. Another catch for the senior.
Nice job by Cameron. He had two defenders there to make the tackle. He split the two defenders, kept his feet driving, and went right through their arms and picked up the yardage for the first down.
Cameron Green, a big pickup there. That's his seventh catch of the afternoon. So Steve Olson decides to decline the penalty and force the Eagles' hand and make it fourth down and goal from the 8. So Satchel Denton will come back out and attempt another field goal, and the ball will be held at the 15. So this will be a 25-yard shot right in the middle of the field for Satchel Denton. Here's the snap from Downing. Brenner the hold. The kick is up, and it is perfect for Satchel Denton, his second field goal of the afternoon. The Eagles extend the lead down to 20-0 with 13:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mark, just 3 of 13 today. Back to throw now. He's in trouble. He'll be sacked by James Prater. Prater got to him, cut him down back near the 20-yard line. A loss of 3, and James Prater with another sack.
Well, nice job by James Prater. Fought off the offensive blocker on that particular play. Did a swim move to the inside, broke free inside, and the quarterback had no chance once James was right there on him.
8:37 to go in regulation. It's 20-0 Eagles. We're glad you're with us today for Ashland University football. They'll split three receivers out to the right for Austin Brenner. He's still trying to direct traffic. There's the snap back to him. Draw play to Luke Ogie, and there he goes to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, and dragged down near the 48-yard line.
Nice blocking inside by the offensive lineman. Ryan McGuire had a key block on that particular play right there. It sprung Luke free, and Luke, you know, made the best of it and made up most of the yardage. So we lost the penalty, so now we're going to be a third down and 4.
21 yards on the pickup by Luke Ogie. He's over the 100-yard mark now. And so the Eagles have a 20-0 lead, 4:14 to go, fourth quarter, and they have it first and goal at the 2. Double tight end set here. Here is the handoff to Ronald Lee. He's running straight ahead. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Good. Good blocking over there on the right side. Throw Ronnie up in the air, as some players do. All right. And nice series for the Eagles right there, adding to their score.
Second touchdown run of the year for the freshman, Ronnie Lee. And the Eagles extend the lead to 26-0 with 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. And they do snap it, and there is the kneel down, and that will do it. The handshakes will begin at midfield, as is customary. And Lee Owens and Steve Olson will meet as well to congratulate each other on a hard-fought game today. But the Eagles prevail over the Michigan Tech Huskies for the second year in a row here at Jack Miller Stadium. Your final score in this GLIAC encounter, the Eagles 27 and the Huskies 7.